A 61-mile commuter rail line through Orlando and other sections of Central Florida moved closer to becoming a reality yesterday. A state House panel gave first approval to the $491 million purchase of rail lines from the company CSX, but not until after the House Infrastructure Committee voted 8-2 to make the state pay for damages or injuries on the commuter rail, even if CSX is at fault. Representative Rich Glorioso, a Republican from Plant City, sponsored this amendment. Tampa Democratic Representative Mike Shanti was one of only two members of the committee to vote against the amendment giving CSX immunity.
The vote on the amendment, there were only two dissenting of the committee. There were three Democrats, but only two of us voted against the amendment, Amendment 10. But on the bill, I think there was only one no vote on the overall commuter rail bill. I supported the bill. I just did not like Amendment 10. I think it exposed the state to too great of a financial risk. And although I tried to bring that to light, as did everyone else who spoke, that was not in favor of that amendment. Obviously, the leadership, and there was a, we didn't have enough votes. So.
And now in this amendment, the state would pay for damages or injuries on the commuter rail line, even if the CSX trains cause the harm. Is that right?
That's correct. When you're dealing with a passenger rail car that's involved in the accident, okay? So if it was just a CSX freight rail car and there was an accident that occurred that involved exclusively a freight rail, CSX would be, of course, responsible for that. But because of the deal that that was apparently worked out some time ago, the Department of Transportation is having, the state of Florida is having to buy that Central Florida corridor commuter rail for about $400 plus million. And in order for CSX to agree to allow passenger rails to also be used on that freight rail line, they wanted sovereign immunity if an accident occurred, whether they were at fault or not, which is what is so hard to believe. Whether CSX is careless, whether they're reckless, whether they're negligent, whether they, commit misfeasance or malfeasance in the maintenance or operation of that commuter line, if there is an accident involving one of the passenger cars, that bill with that amendment now holds them financially not liable, which to me was unacceptable. As important as it is to have commuter rail, I think we went too far in extending sovereign immunity to a for-profit private company. Because what will happen in a catastrophic event where you have injury and mass loss of life, potentially you're going to see the state inundated with the claims bills because CSX isn't going to be responsible for it, even if they were at fault. So family members are going to be filing personal injury lawsuits because somebody, and this is a hypothetical, assuming someone was negligent, assuming CSX was negligent in the maintenance of that line, or an engineer of, say, a freight car crashed into or caused a passenger line to derail, you're going to have many lawsuits. Not to mention if that accident also involved spillage of some hazardous material, you're going to have communities that are going to have to deal with the fallout. Businesses might have to be shut down. The cleanup is going to have to take place. Who's going to be responsible for that? Is CSX? Not with Amendment 10, they're not. It's going to be the taxpayers of the state of Florida. And in good conscience. I mean, I was amazed that there wasn't more of a debate and opposition on that particular issue. I think, especially in the condition of our state financially, with property tax still needing to be reformed, with homeowners insurance still needing to be addressed, with the with the state of our economy, I just think it's wholly irresponsible to continue to expose taxpayers of the state of Florida to even greater financial liabilities, and not have, you know, not have accountability, because that's essentially what's happening here. Is you have a billion-dollar corporation who has now been given a pass on accountability, and taxpayers are having to pick up, and will have to pick up the, you know, the bill for that. And I just, it was just absolutely unacceptable to me.